Significant weather changes are just around the corner. Following the passage of a cold front today, the coldest weather so far of the season is set to arrive in our area. It's going to feel very much like November in these parts as we work through the second half of the week. Further, some of us will see our first snowflakes of the season as that cold air rushes in. There's even the potential for some accumulating snow in lake effect areas. Already, the Weather Service has posted a lake effect snow watch for portions of the Tug Hill Plateau for tomorrow night into the day on Thursday. For now, though, we're watching that cold front as it works from west to east across the region. We've had some clouds and some showers come through. Any lingering showers will end relatively soon, and there'll be a period of clear sky through the late day and early evening hours before clouds return later tonight. Temperatures will fall back mainly into the 30s. We are expecting some areas of frost to form, and there is a frost advisory in effect for the Capital Region and Mid-Hudson Valley. As we work into the day tomorrow, we'll have a disturbance roll through in the upper atmosphere, and that will result in a mainly cloudy sky. Temperatures are going to be on the cool side tomorrow, averaging in the middle to upper 40s to right around 50 degrees, and we could see a few spotty rain or snow showers as we go through the day. Farther south, an area of low pressure will flare up along the coast. It looks like that low will stay far enough to our south to not bring any precipitation to our region. However, a cold rain is expected in coastal areas during the day on Wednesday. By late tomorrow and tomorrow night, some of that lake effect rain and snow will begin to fire up. And again, there's the potential for some accumulation on the lee side of the lakes. And from time to time, some of those rain or snow showers could sneak through portions of our area as we work through the second half of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder, low 28 to 36, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a rain or snow shower, high 45 to 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Variably cloudy tonight, chance of a rain or snow shower, low 28 to 36. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and colder, with areas of frost, low in the mid-30s, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder, with areas of frost, low in the lower to mid-30s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, with a chance of rain and snow in lake effect areas, windy and cool, with highs in the 40s to lower 50s, and on Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers mainly north and west of the Capital Region, continued cool, with highs only in the 40s to around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.